Now, you'll notice that the emphasis is on the kingdom of Judah in the south, in the line of David. Now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. Now, listen to this. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. See, internal strife, civil war, actually going on all this time. Now, will you notice verse 3, and Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valor. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemarim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, thou Jeroboam and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord." Well, we have seen that there was a reason for that, and I think sufficient reason, the foolishness of Rehoboam. Now we are told, verse 7, "And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tenderhearted and could not withstand them." Well, the interesting thing is he was not only young and tenderhearted, but he was very foolish. Now, it is a plea on the part of Abijah to try to bring back the 10 kingdoms, but no use now, because Jeroboam has made himself king, and he's not about to make peace at all. And we find here, verse 13, "But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind them, so they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. They cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men." Now that was a great slaughter here in this civil war brought about by the sins of the people. Now we find verse 19, "Abijah pursued after Jeroboam, took cities from him, Bethel with the towns thereof, and Jeshanah with the towns thereof, and Ephraim with the towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah. The Lord struck him, and he died." Now, this is God's judgment upon Jeroboam for dividing the nation, for dividing it. Now, we find verse 21, "But Abijah waxed mighty." Now, here we go. "And he married 14 wives. He begat 22 sons and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah and his ways and his sayings are written in the story of the prophet Iddo." Now, Abijah's no great king, but after him now comes a son that led the first revival.